This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let A show you how.
Get it on, got to get it on, just but to get men to get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing and telling a friend. It's Ace on the House. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Eric Stromer.
Born ready.
Born ready.
That's what you said, man, right when you came in. Were you born ready? Were you?
You know, I had to ease into ready.
Yes.
I've eased into being ready. And that's why I'm such an inspiration to so many.
Yeah.
Because I was not born ready.
No.
But at some point, I knew it, and then I knew I had to start easing into getting ready.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm.
And now look at you.
Now look at me.
See?
So what are you working on, Stromer?
Well, I just made some fantastic costumes for the kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man. Inspired by a Kanye West video, and it only took me 2.5 days. I found myself staying home from work yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
To paint costumes and had the time of my life, and they kept calling me like, "Where's the new panel go?" And I was just like, "I don't give a shit."
Wow, I got focused it. On my, the kids.
I got in it, man. I was in the zone. It was so much fun.
Mm.
Yeah,
yeah. I think we just went to Amazon and ordered some shit from China.
Would you?
Do we have pictures? Oh, let's see what.
Yeah, hold on one sec. Yeah, let me make it a little bigger.
Let me tell you about sponsors for this show. SimplySafe.com/Ace. TommyJohn.com/Adam. BeaconProPlus.com. I'll tell you about that in a second. Geico.com and Pluto TV. Get on all your favorite devices.
Yeah.
All right, let's look at what you made. You made a costume. You made them out of cardboard.
No, foam core, my friend.
Foam core.
Foam core. Architectural grade foam core.
Sweet.
By the way, mm-hmm. when you go to the art supply store, it's like a third, 3/4 less money than going to the big box art stores. And you can get them in 4x8 sheets.
It's cheaper to get them at the art supply?
At the art supply, yeah, man. Instead of like Michael's or something where it's like to the masses. You go to the art store, they sell you the cheap stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a little counterintuitive.
I know. Doesn't it seem like it?
Yeah. Well, why? So if you go to Hobby Lobby.
Yeah.
And I exclusively go to Hobby Lobby because they don't provide birth control for their female employees. So it's like, you got my business.
Yeah, you do.
Because, you know, everyone's
my
always.
Monkey business.
Everyone's always. They deny access. That's right. Would you like to pay for my birth control pills, Hobby Lobby? No. All right. That is not denied access. Denied access is, hey, Hobby Lobby, I'm going to go buy some birth control. No, you're not. I'll block the door. That's denied access. Hey, let me ask you this.
Yes, sir, please.
How many times have I bought you lunch? How many times have I bought you a sandwich since we started doing this show?
Absolutely no times.
Zero times.
Yeah, zero times.
Would you call that me denying you access to sandwiches?
No. I could buy my own.
Well, then I'm done. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we're moving on to our next retarded statement.
But
denied
you
access.
Did inadvertently provide me with love aids in the form of those blue pills.
That's right. Well, then that's
fine. And
that
fine. Was for free.
And you did work up an appetite.
I did. I got real
boner.
Hungry after.
All right. So we have Perrier water. Who's yeah, wearing Perrier?
This is a Kanye West video that the kids are all into, which is on the right, as you see, right?
I see.
I recreated that vibe.
He's got the big shoulders.
That's
and the,
right.
And the stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then on the left is from his SNL performance of the same song.
That's right.
Where he's wearing the water bottles. There's a line at the top of the song about still or sparkling water.
See?
I see.
I mean, talk about genius. These kids, they come up with the idea. They bring it to daddy. And what does he do? He bangs it out.
I love it.
Right?
It's incredible. So it must be nice for them to know that dad's capable. So we got a giant shirt, a giant box. Shirt and shoulders with the medallions around it, with the chains
That's
around
right.
it. We got the giant Perrier. That's we got correct. The Fiji water.
That's right.
You got, wait a minute. How'd you get Kim? Is that Kim Kardashian
yes,
in there?
Yes, it is.
Kim yeah. Kardashian is actually in the middle with a baby raccoon.
And that's not a costume. No, that's a real person. Yeah, and a baby raccoon.
Yeah. This is at your kid's school?
Possibly.
Oh, okay. So if you go to one of the celebrity schools. you can go to, where should we go? aceontheroof.com and take a look at this.
Assuming yeah. Stromer's okay with us posting pictures of his children on the
internet.
Yeah,
why not? Why not? Who's going to know it was mine? No
aceontheroof.com.
Wow.
Mine's look the raccoon.
That's see? Sweet. Yeah, that's right. And Mrs. Kanye West right yeah, there right. And posing with the picture. That's I bet right. she went home and showed that to.
I would imagine. So inadvertently, I've created some fine fodder for the old rapper community. The rapper
How
game,
much of this
will.
Is this you being a star fucker now?
Probably 97%.
Oh, I see. Because a moment ago, you came in here and thought you were a hero. Yeah. Now it's
well,
like...
No, but your job is to take me down a notch.
I'm just saying...
Keeps the guy on the right down a little bit.
You're just saying, now I see there's some other ulterior motives
right.
here
yeah.
to get in with yeah. the Kanye.
Don't... Listen, don't...
Now, let me
don't
ask
take
you
it out on me I'm that not. You bought the Chinese costumes and didn't spend any time...
I did not.
...helping your own children.
Are we getting into cultural appropriation here? Like if you're looking at a Kanye West video yeah. and now you put that outfit with the kids, with the chain
yeah.
and whatnot on there, we getting into some Megyn Kelly territory
well,
here?
Well, there is a good possibility that I could be fired from this fine establishment.
That's right.
Because of this, because I know how you feel about changing the names of the teams.
Well,
actually, no, I wouldn't be. Here I'm safe. It's everywhere else.
I not only do I deny access
you do.
To birth control to my employees,
right. yeah.
but I have a zero tolerance policy about everything.
Yeah.
Zero.
But this
zero
is,
tolerance.
This has made you the lovable.
Maybe less than zero.
This is why you're the lovable crotchety grandpa.
Zero tolerance. I have zero. We at Corolla Digital yeah. have a zero tolerance policy
That's right.
about cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
So if this is some cultural appropriation
yeah.
and I have a zero tolerance policy,
yeah.
then this is more than zero.
It is?
Even if it's a little, you see, I have a zero tolerance. Fuck everyone and their zero tolerance. What kind of jackass fuckstick blowhard are you when you just go, we have a zero tolerance? That just means you stop thinking. That right. means you have no think. You cannot use your brain anymore. That's right. what zero tolerance means.
That's correct.
All right. Where were we? So you worked on costumes.
Yeah, while the electrical panel was still hanging in limbo. No one knows where it's supposed to go.
How many amps? 200?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be big. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to move because I didn't show up yesterday.
Well, I'm no electrician, but in terms of where the panel goes, don't you get a spotter who comes in
well,
from the
you,
city?
Okay, so you do, but in this is a scenario where it has to be soundproof. So the original location.
Mm-hmm.
would let too much sound through the back of the panel, and they can't insulate the panel itself for sound. There's mm-hmm. too many gaps, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we just decided to move it completely out of the room. It's a sub panel. It's not a main panel.
It's a sub panel.
Yes,
okay. So
now we're taking it out of the room because we got into one of those situations where I said to the clients, you know, here are where the doors will be. They said, great, okay, let's get started. You should have started this weeks ago. Great. Then we put the doors where they're supposed to be, and they came in and goes, how can you have doors here? There's not enough doors. You have to have a separate act. You know, it's one of those. So now it's all change order time.
Sure.
Everybody's wrestling back at the job. So I felt it might be better to stay home and do costumes.
I think you're a hero.
Right?
I'm feeling like when it comes to sound deadening.
Yeah.
And sub panels, just a smaller panel that, you know, you'll find in your house sometimes running the electric stove and the air conditioner or something like that.
Right.
If you add air conditioning or something, right. central air, whatever.
Right.
if you got around the back side of it and foamed it in, and, you know, I wonder, you know, they have the new foam, like Hilti has the expanding foam in a can.
Yeah.
And now they have like a structural foam.
I love that stuff.
I love that. Yeah. I love the thought of a structural foam. Yeah. But they also, and they might have like some sort of acoustic sound deadening foam, or maybe the structural foam
they
is
do.
Just denser.
They
something.
Actually do.
They it's, do.
There's a thing called quiet putty, and there's also caulking that is sound barrier, soundproof. Mm. Right? It's amazing what they have, the amount of stuff that's possible.
God, it just sounds like you're going so
it's
far
It's just going
over the top.
So far over the top because it's got to be right. If it's not done right, I'll find myself in a barrel of jet fuel. You know how the Russians don't play.
Oh, these are Russian.
Yeah, man.
All right, so you're still working on the
studio. Yeah, that's going to be another 2 months, I think, 2.5 months more.
Mm-hmm. We'll get some questions lined up. First, I'll tell you about Simply Safe. Here's why I'm a big fan of Simply Safe Home Security. It's prepared for everything. If a storm takes out your power, it's ready to go. If your phone line gets cut, keypad gets destroyed, doesn't matter. Simply Safe is ready. They'll get you the help you need. Maybe you don't need to be ready for the worst case scenario, but that's what makes Simply Safe great. It's always ready. Just $14.99 a month. No contracts, no hidden fees. Batteries last up to 10 years. Peel and stick, 3M, up and running in under an hour. Go online, order your kit, figure out, you know, how many doors and windows and all the openings and all the stuff. Put your kit together, shows up at your door. You get it up and running in under an hour. We recommend Simply Safe to everybody we know. Go there. Go to simplysafe.com/ace. Two eyes, simplysafe.com/ace. All right.
When's the last time you tried to buy spray paint?
I have found myself ordering a lot of stuff online using, you know, the stuff I use is kind of highly whatever for engine stuff and like automotive
resistant stuff
or just whatever.
Right.
You go online and you go to like Eastwood or something and you get the whatever. And I just tell my guys to order a case of it. I get profoundly depressed whenever I have to go to like a Home Depot and go find somebody to unlock
something. That's what I was bringing. Yes, I had to have someone unlock it three times to get spray paint and then decongestants too, the Sudafed. I felt like I was going in to visit, you know, a convict to get my decongestant.
L.A., between the try to get the Sudafed, which not an issue for me, but I don't use it, but I do huff a lot of Krylon, and that that I do need. That clears the bronchioles. They keep.
Do they lock it up nationally or just in California? The spray paint.
I'm guessing where if there was a Home Depot where the Petridge Farm guy lives. I'm not sure where it is. Like he's like in Connecticut or something, or he's probably in like Vermont or something. Yeah. And he'd come out and he'd like Petridge Farms remembers, and he's like on the porch of a country store.
Yeah,
I'll bet you that Home Depot, Fairfield, Connecticut. So says Gary.
Yeah,
I feel like if there's that's where Petridge Farms is based.
They're based nearby in Norwalk, but the company was named for the family farm in Fairfield.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say if there's a Home Depot in Fairfield, Connecticut, that we could probably just walk right in and grab a can of spray paint from the shelf and pay for it and leave.
And
I'll
some sausages.
Also say it'd probably be, oh, man, they make desserts. Come on.
They do? Wait, don't they do sausages?
No, that's Petridge Farms does the dessert, I think, and the Hillshire Farms or something.
Oh, Bill Evans. I'm thinking of Bill. William Evans.
Petridge Farms. Yeah, what do they do? Are they still making, like, I don't know, frozen pies and stuff? Like, desserts, I think.
Petridge Farms. I remember him saying it like that. Farms.
All right. So, next time you need some spray paint, grab a plane ticket,
go to
Fairfield, Connecticut, and save some fucking time.
There you go.
Because I can't listen. I weep. I weep for us as a nation if whatever goes on in California, like you know, needing. By the way, cartridges for razor blades are locked up.
Yeah.
At the Rite Aid pharmacies.
That's right.
Here. Like, so I weep for us as a nation.
And so is our birth control and like vibrators at the CVS in the case. You gotta get someone to embarrassing you. Hey, can I get this vibrator and the lube over here? Could you open up the thing?
You call a shoulder call a shoulder massager and you spare yourself some indignity. Right. Yeah. Goldfish crackers, cookies, bread, Milano cookies. Etc. So they make cookies, they make desserts. Petrich Farms.
Milan, the Milanos. Yeah, yeah. Hey, how do you get high on spray paint, though? What are you doing? What are they doing, the kids, when they buy the spray paint and get high?
I don't think they're doing that. That's what I do. They're tagging shit.
Oh, it's tagging.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was huffing.
No, I huff. Yeah, they tag.
I see.
Get it straight.
Sorry, guys.
Jesus Christ. It's embarrassing. I saw one of my favorite thing. I'm going to make a note of this. I got to get someone. Matt.
Yes, sir.
Exercise for whoever's picking up my car. On the way back, if you drive from the Burbank Airport, if you're driving down the 5, you'll pass. It's always under construction. It's always it's a never ending ball of construction between here and the airport.
Like where the Empire Center is, yeah?
Yeah. Just between here and wherever the exit is for Burbank Airport. So all they do is work on the 5. I was driving to the airport yesterday and I passed the most depressing sight, which is pre-tagged building materials. There's a ramp that they're building in like Sun Valley or whatever. They're building one of those big cement freeway, you know, transition ramps.
Right.
And you look at it and it's covered with graffiti and it looks like they're tearing it down because it's covered with graffiti, but they're building a new ramp. Right. And every time they add 8 feet on, it gets tagged. But Matt, for whoever you got to send a text to.
Yeah, we're texting Dylan right now.
These are big piles of I-beams. Now, Dylan loves soccer, so he probably doesn't know what an I-beam is.
I'll send pictures.
But this is, well, it's just big, long pieces of steel that they're obviously using in the building of the freeway.
Right.
But the material gets tagged before it gets used.
Sort of like when you walk on a wet cement and you can kind of write your name in the floor there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's happened.
Right, but it's not you and Becky in a heart. It's MS-13.
Right.
But sort of like that. See, is actually, let me give you the three stratas of society.
Okay.
Great society, no graffiti at all.
Correct.
Fair to middling society, graffiti, you know, on the subway train or on the other side of the track, so to speak, or the bad part of town, whatever.
Right.
Horrible pit of hell society, construction materials and or freeway on ramps and off ramps being tagged as they're being constructed. That's the third. That's the one we live in.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. You understand, we do live in a city where stuff gets pre-tagged in the material phase. Does anyone ever really stop and think, like, let's really consider this for a second. Where are we at? How much worse are we just going to, and we tag, like, wildlife, like trees and cacti and boulders. Like, are we just going to start tagging newborns? Like, where are we heading with this? And why doesn't L.A. ever, like, go, whoa, it's like, shouldn't L.A., like, do that move they do in those after-school specials where the dad is getting strung out on pain pills and he's in his little girl's room and she's got a little piggy bank and it says money money for new corrective shoes, and he busts it open, and he's going to buy some lewds on the street, and then he looks up and he sees himself in the mirror and he starts weeping.
Yeah.
Like, what have I become?
Yeah.
What have I become? When does LA get to that threshold point where we're like, what have we become? What is going on?
Okay, so 2 years ago, my kid was invited to a birthday party. It was a graffiti-themed party. Mm. Here's what we become. And the graffiti artist taught the children how to hide in a wheel well when the helicopter lights are shining down. And you can disappear from the pigs, man.
What?
I swear to God.
What?
And also,
hold on. And also, Kanye and Kim hire these people? Who did? What kind of animal?
Wait a minute. Now this is, and then the other strategy is to hug a tree, and if you go around a tree like a bear hug, as the helicopter light's coming down, you just simply circle away from the light. Those were the takeaways. And you got to keep your own piece of plywood with graffiti on it.
Yes. Huh?
That's what we've – to your – the answer to your point is this is what we've become.
What is – you can see the look on Adam's face right now.
What is going on?
The utter disgust.
Isn't it? You see it like you just bit into bitter acid.
That's it. I'm starting a cult.
Yep.
I used to kid about starting a cult. I'm deadly serious.
What would you do? Like, what would your thing be? Would you lecture to hot ladies with lava lamps, or would it be something different?
Well, first, here are the rules.
Yeah.
It first starts off with me. I play the acoustic guitar.
Yeah, you do.
And I do a lot of Cat Stevens.
Let me hear just a little something.
La 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 la. And I strum a guitar and I go, baby, baby, it's a wild world. And no one really thinks I'm good, but where are they going? Like, they're in my cult. I'm headlining every night.
And they're forced to keep their enema in while you finish your song.
No, we don't get into weird stuff until like year number three. So right now we're just stockpiling.
Yeah,
food and munitions and things like that.
But what's the premise, that there's an end of the world, or that you're going to get beamed up somewhere, or what is it?
I will have different messages for different members. I'm not going to do a one size fits all.
Gotcha. Individualized messages
for the runaway kids that were molested by stepdad. Yeah. Like, the world doesn't want you.
Yes.
You know, and I need you to come here.
Yeah.
For the white dude who's twice divorced and has some teenage kids, that's, you know, Maxine Waters wants to take your guns away. You know what I mean? Like, come join here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why? And also, like, why should you need a certificate from the DMV to drive an 18-wheeler?
No.
Shouldn't that just be between you and your God?
Yes.
And me now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna motivate that guy with a different set.
That's a great idea.
You know what I mean? I gotta just do everybody one size fits all.
Well, what's the soft lady side? What are you saying to them?
I'm telling them that there's basically I'm a hug machine with no strings attached. Now, at a certain point, I start to weave in
a hug machine.
It takes a turn for the sexual.
Yeah, it does.
At a certain point,
that's right. Hey, how can it not? These are consenting adults.
Well, they start off as consenting adults. Yeah. Right. At a certain point, I need their daughters to sort of enter the fray.
That's right.
But that's not a day one type sale. You know what I mean? Like, you don't say that's not a day. Like,
there's a couple of overhead projector presentations where you're drawing.
There's a lot of acoustic guitar. I break down some game film. We watch like Rachel Maddow and I break it down. You know, I just keep hitting pause and I'm doing like a telestrator thing and I'm drawing
like
devil horns on her head and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then, like, what I'm saying is first date.
Yeah.
You don't go before the salad shows up and starts talking about what you're into sexually.
That's right.
That point, it's a lot of talk about, I know I rescued a dog.
Yeah.
Too. Like Millie was a rescue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a lot of that. Then we get.
You can show a member a PETA card and all that stuff.
No, I'm not saying for me.
Yeah, for them.
No, I'm saying, I'm going to use this as a metaphor.
Sorry.
No, first date.
Yeah.
You don't get into the weird stuff.
Gotcha.
I don't get into the bring me your daughters.
No.
That's 7 months in. I'm not doing that. I've said too much.
No, I know.
As a matter of fact, I don't need everyone using this as a template and
no,
ripping off
no,
my,
hell no.
My cult template.
Speaking of templates, what about templates for underpants? That's right. Tommy John.
The best.
The best ever. I'm wearing them now. So produce that waistband, man.
It right
look
now.
At that thing. At that. Soft, supple. It stretches.
That's right.
Fall is here, people. As you switch out of your wardrobe, don't neglect your underwear. Upgrade with new fall colors and prints from Tommy John. That's right. Proprietary fabrics that perform like nothing you've ever worn. No wedgie guarantee is the first and foremost thing you got to acknowledge. Comfortable, stay-put waistbands and luxuriously soft. Feather light, moisture-wicking, breathable fabrics. No bunching, no riding up. Now, if you don't love your first pair, you can get a full refund with the best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Including women's underwear now fully back in stock. Tommy John, no adjustment needed. Matt?
That's right. Hurry to TommyJohn.com/Adam right now for 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. Only at TommyJohn.com. TommyJohn.com.
All right. Let me hop to line six. Jake, 40, Palos Verdes, California.
Hey, buddies. Thanks for taking my call. Got
sure,
some,
man.
Some hot pool talk wanted to get into.
Yeah, all right.
We got a nice big backyard, but it's in not great shape, so we're getting into a pretty major landscape project, and it'll include a pool. What I'm gathering from a few folks I've met with so far on this is you got two types of landscape architects and contractors, one who will build a pool and one who won't. So the one who won't just says, oh, yeah, take care of the pool first. Go just to a pool builder, get the pool taken care of first, and then we'll design and landscape around it. The other type says, yeah, we're not technically a pool builder, but we can build a pool for you, and their portfolio looks good. I mean, you know, they can build a pool and build it very well. And I like that idea because then there's no finger pointing. I don't want some pool guy to come in, build a pool, and then, the landscaper come in and say, oh, well, they were supposed to pour the decking around that. You know, we're not going to deck all the way up to their coping. And then, I don't want that.
Yeah.
So I'm
gotcha.
Willing to pay that premium. But any drawbacks or anything in your mind on that?
It's always the less people you can have pointing fingers at the other guy or saying it's not my territory or not my fault or whatever. Obviously, the better. I have thoughts about the pool itself and things.
Oh, please share. Yeah,
pool.
That was going to be my next.
I got to tell you, man, the pool cover, which is probably an extra $6,000 or $8,000, I can't remember what it is the best money you'll ever spend. We've talked about it here before. Doing the post-pool cover is a retrofit, and it's rough. Like when I see those dudes who have that big box at the end of their pool with the big, you know, PVC wheel handle, like the big old long, you know, it's 18 inches high and it's 40 foot long. And it's like, it's just rolling up.
I've had it and I've broken it and it sucks. And you're right.
The pool, when they build it right, they will build the rails into the pool. Now, this is provided you're not going, the shape of an acoustic guitar like Elvis or a grand piano like Liberace. If you're going with a pool that's just rectangular and, straight ahead, 21 feet wide and 44 feet long or something, get that goddamn cover, have them build the rails in flush. You won't even notice it or see it when the cover's retracted.
Right.
Also, it sounds kind of weird, but the cover will retract underneath the coping, underneath the thing. It's a little bit, you got to kind of hard to picture in your mind, but you will do the switch, cover that pool, do the switch and open that pool, and it's nice. And it adds a little bit, but not a ton to the price overall. And I would definitely go with an electric pool cover if, in fact, you're going with a pool of that shape, unless there's something weird that you want to do pool shape-wise. Jake?
Well, yeah, I mean, some of the not exactly rectangular is a little bit more some of the designs that have been appealing to me, but we live in horse country in Rolling Hills Estates. There's tons of trees, and they just drop shit all year round. And so I'd love to keep that out of the pool. And for just for temperature retention, I think the pool cover is great. So yeah. Maybe I sacrifice the aesthetics, go with a rectangle, and get better function.
I have the pool where it's trees all around the pool. There are leaves in it every 5 minutes. I have a pool guy come once a week. I have to clean the leaves out 3 times a week or it goes green rapidly.
Oh, wow.
It's awful. If you have a lot of trees around, definitely go with Adam's idea. Because to the extent that I would not ever have a pool again if I didn't have that cover, because it's a total nightmare.
Yeah, you get that.
Do all the leaves and stuff eventually get in and clog up your equipment too?
Yeah, it clogs up the equipment, and it also it just changes the pool chemistry rapidly, so that you're always fighting, you know, going green. You got to put shock in every 5 seconds. It's you with a pool guy doing maintenance, and your co
shock
your co-
is the chemical.
Yeah,
to get it to shock it out.
Co-working on the pool. You can't just rely on the pool guy when you don't have the cover.
Let me tell you something that you should also weave into your list of wishes, your wish list for your pool, okay? When you get – I don't know why people that do this. I had 11 conversations with my pool guy about the cover, the guy who built the pool.
Wait, do we know if it's the same guy or is it still the guy just changing hats every couple of weeks after you yell at him?
We don't know. Lynette stands by her. I don't know what she stands by, but she was asked to fire the pool guy.
He has a different hat. It must be a different person.
Yeah. Eventually fired that guy. But it was a strange guy.
Got a snort out of him.
I got a snort out of him. Told that story on stage in Phoenix.
Did people snort?
People nodded knowingly. At least the men did. So, okay. I had a lot of conversation with the guy who built my pool about doing the cover.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, there's one thing that he left out of this conversation that I then added to the conversation that he then left out of the build. What they don't tell you, Jake, are you listening?
Sure am.
When you do a pool cover, first off, the best thing in the world is seeing Phil, the 110-pound lab, run across it. When it's closed,
and it's rigid enough to hold Phil.
The word rigid isn't really the word, but my kids and my dog will run across it,
and it holds up okay.
Yeah, great. I'll scream at him, but yeah, it'll just run across that thing because he's nuts. So that's one joy. Now, what they don't tell you, or what my guy didn't discuss with me, is you will get a water-activated sump pump. And the water-activated sump pump has a little float in the bottom of it. And you shut the cover, and there's torrential rains. Well, obviously, then the top of the pool cover starts sagging down and filling up with water. And if you retract it, it's just going to slop the water into the pool with the leaves and everything else.
Gotcha.
So what they give you is they give you – or what they sell you or what you buy or whatever, it's a sump pump size of a medium-sized pumpkin. It's got the intake at the bottom. It's got the outlet on the top. You hook it up to a garden hose. You drop the thing. You throw the thing like in the middle of the pool or wherever the water is. Take the garden hose and just put it in the planter 20 feet over,
right,
and plug it in, and it'll just kick it out,
right,
and when it's raining outside, then you just leave it.
Just have it go.
Just leave it go.
Yeah.
Now, the conversation I had with the pool guy when I was driving into work, but I was thinking.
Yeah, that's when you do it, isn't it?
Driving and thinking.
That's right.
Nobody drives and thinks.
Not
there's
like
people
you.
People drive better. There's people that think better, but they don't drive and think that's like right. I do. I think to myself, wait a minute. I would like an outlet somewhere around the pool. Now, I said an outlet somewhere around the pool because I was thinking about, a barbecue with a lighter, you know, spark lighter on it, or plugging in a boombox or a rotisserie or
sure.
something. But as long as we're doing this whole big pool deck and this whole big expansive backyard, I want an outlet somewhere back there to plug something in. Right. I wasn't thinking about the sump pump.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about the sump pump. But I gave him a very detailed discussion about where we could put it, but about how we'd have to form it out, you know, before they pour the concrete, and we'd have to run some variable conduit and stuff before they run the concrete, before they do the slab. We're coming up into the slab, and right. I was like, so get, you know, the outdoor box, put it in the thing, run the variable stuff, trench back to the house, we'll tie in the blah, blah, blah. Guess what never happened?
No box.
They poured the concrete. I talked to my pool guy. I said, what happened to that thing we talked about getting it out? Yeah, I forgot. All right. And now, every time it's pouring rain, and Olga's out there with the sump pump, she's putting it in the middle of the pool and then running a 100-foot extension cord inside of the house right. to plug it in. And right. I thought, thank God he forgot that. Thank God he forgot.
Yeah.
It could go no other way, of course.
I know, but I'm looking at Matt right now. How many people forget shit? Like, I don't know. Write it down,
everyone.
Then write it down.
Everyone.
Or also, if you're in the business of making pools and you're in the business of upselling people to the cover, then nobody knows better than you about this whole sump pump thing and that it needs to be plugged in. The owner... I didn't even think about the sump pump. I was just thinking about like pool, how much, how long does it take to retract, how often do you cover it, does it keep the heat in, blah, blah, blah. I never even thought about the rain
right.
and the sump pump. But you know, and then you know, if the pool's in the backyard, you need power for the sump pump. Everyone's just going to have to walk it into the house, like during a rainstorm, and just bring it into the living room and plug it in and not shut the sliding door all the way, like... That's the plan? Just have it run all night, the sliding door cracked open? Like, how are we going to do this?
Let me ask you a question.
Why don't you know that? Why isn't that part of your plan? But it's not part of your plan. Fine. I called you and made it part of your plan, and it's still not part of your plan.
And he didn't offer to cut the concrete and run a new conduit in there or anything like that? You just walked away.
It's just like, I forgot.
Yeah.
I didn't do it. Like, the part where you added on... I don't know. Trench, cut the concrete. Yeah. Like, how do you? I mean, you can do it, but
be a nightmare.
It's so much easier when everything's just staked out.
Yeah, but I was thinking that he would at least have felt shitty. But then we're back to no integrity, people.
Matt, when people forget stuff and then they just say to me, "I forgot," do they feel shitty, remorseful, and triple down their efforts, or they just tell me they forgot?
Yeah, mission accomplished. I forgot. All right.
Moving forward.
Yeah.
And that's usually, I forgot is taking the place of what you're talking about.
Right.
Like, you know, my nephew doesn't clean the planter box at the other shop. He just tells me he forgot. He doesn't then go out and clean it. He just goes, I forgot. And then later on, I have to go, all right, I know you forgot. And he's like, yeah, I forgot. I'm like, but you still need to go out and clean it. It's like, oh, okay.
Jeez, what's with the attitude, man? Right, that's his answer.
It's so weird. It's a confusing world.
I know it is.
And if you said, if you spoke to my wife and she would say, Adam is way out of bounds with this kind of talk.
She would?
She'd go, he expects way too much from people or whatever.
Even after you agreed in a conversation.
I feel like these things are ones, twos, and threes.
Yeah.
Like, I do not feel like telling a nephew to clean out the planter box at the other shop at 3 o'clock on a Friday, and he leaves on 5 on a Friday, and he just forgot
right.
in that 2 hours. I don't feel like that's a big ask.
Yeah.
And I don't feel like telling the pool contractor.
Wait, this is your nephew?
Yeah. Telling the pool contractor, I want an outlet outside.
Yeah.
And he forgot. I don't feel like that's a... I feel like these are twos and... Does this seem like high-level stuff to me? This feels like twos and threes to me. I don't even know... The world I would like to live in is the one where the nephew sees the planter box as a mess when he's walking in and goes, let me handle that. Or the pool guy who knows he's selling you a sump pump goes, we got to find a place to plug it in. We can't plug it in inside the house. That's 100 feet away.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why we don't just live in that world. We don't live in that world.
No, we don't.
We don't live in the world where I tell them to do it and then they do it either. We live in the third world where shit gets covered with graffiti before it gets used in the building process. Right. That is the third. The third world. We're third world.
And graffiti birthday.
The third world. L.A. is now third world. All right. Let me tell you about Beacon Roofing. These guys, they're living in the first world.
Yeah.
Roofing contractors. Listen up. Beacon created a new app that saves you time, helps you work more efficiently. It's free. You can download it right now at beaconproplus.com. Helps you lay out material and do the planning. It's also got innovative estimating tools. Transform smartphone photos of customer homes into fully measured, customizable 3D models. Order materials right from the app, like GAFs and Timberline Ultra HD shingles with StainGuard Plus technology. Just enter your color and quantity in the app. I don't like brown roofs. Go with a color that's a little bolder.
Mm.
I like a cool green roof.
Why not?
Well, I'm with me.
I don't know. Come on.
Quantity and the app does the rest. So you enter the color and the quantity and the app will do the rest. Plus, perfect order templates so you can glide through paperwork. And it used to take a big chunk of your day. Time is money, man. You work hard. Now work smart. Download the app today. It's free at beaconproplus.com. All right. Let's see. You got a tweet question,
yeah,
video
a,
question?
Got a Facebook question,
Facebook.
Actually.
Hey.
That's right.
Hey.
We're everywhere, man. This is from Saul. Hey, guys, I live in a house in Somerville, Massachusetts, built in the 20s. It has great built-in cabinets, but the doors have warped over the past 100 years. How can I straighten them out without breaking the glass?
It's got some nice mahogany cabinetry. Looks like mahogany to me. Would you say that's mahogany?
It looks like it, yeah.
And very craftsman style.
Yeah,
great look.
Recessed panel, nice.
Recessed panel.
Shaker style.
Stain grade, very nice, very nice. Mm-hmm. I love this stuff. It's got glass inserts and these doors, and things are warping.
And as you can see, it's glass on the inset, so there will be no structural capability of the door. That's the first step. So what are you thinking? I think new door.
The way they bend wood is they steam it.
Yeah.
So they're... Steam would be nice, right?
You mean put it in like a steam it and then throw it in some sort of clamp system to straighten it?
Well, here's what I would say if I was trying to change the course of the mighty wood river here. I would say, a couple things. I don't know if you want to take it down. I don't know if you want to refinish it. It's tough. Here's what you could do. You're going to have to remove the doors, obviously. You're going to have to clamp up the one side. The one side of the door is hanging out 3/8 of an inch or something like that.
But you're going to have to take the glass out.
I don't know.
I think so.
I'm not sure about that. I do know when you clamp it, you're going to have to go further than flush because it's going to want to come back, right?
Yeah.
And I do know that you're going to – I'm trying to think of my steam, how I would do the steam part of this.
Humidifier, maybe. Just throw a humidifier right under it and put a sheet over a card table or something, right?
Yeah.
Keep it in there.
They have like kind of steamer things like they have for doing like wardrobe people have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like for steaming out, pressing out stuff. I would clamp this thing in such a way where I bent it further in than flush.
Right. And so you'd maybe make like a half dome template.
I think I would make like a template.
Right.
I think I would clamp it, and I think I would steam it And I think I would leave it for a prolonged period of time, mm-hmm. like a couple of days, mm-hmm. and maybe redo the steaming process a couple of times. That's about all I got. I would see if I could salvage the doors. I don't think the glass is going to break with you clamping it. I think it's going to shift.
Now,
sorry, go
I have ahead. I have one of these in my kitchen too that's doing the same thing. And what I did is I put a catch latch on the bottom right corner, and then a catch latch on the top, so it literally forces itself into the catch latch, and then you got to push the top into the receptacle to click it in. You're always fighting the bow and not fixing the bow.
Yeah, this is number two way of fixing this is put stopper in the bottom that
right.
keeps it from going in one way, and then at top put catch latch where you physically have to bend it in and it catches.
Yeah.
Now it's probably going to pop out.
It does.
And you know, you can move things around a little sometimes with a powerful magnet, a latch, sometimes with the catch latch. They make a catch latch that's a little nicer. It's got a ball and a, you know, they do a bullet kind.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There's like a bullet variety with the spring ball in it. You can even probably adjust the tension on the spring ball. I'm kind of down with that too.
Yeah.
I would say do my idea and then incorporate this catch latch thing where you suck in the top and push out the bottom. Bottom's going
to
be
easy. Will you have to strip the clear off for the steam to effectively penetrate, you think?
I think.
Yeah, I do too.
I think I would do that, and then I would re-clear it. But
yeah.
that's me. I don't know. I don't know any other way to bend wood. I think steaming the wood is the best.
I like it. It'd be fun to see if it works.
Best way to do it. There's also, God, I think they do like a vacuum bag version of moving wood too, where they like put it in a vacuum bag and suck the air out of it and like move it.
Wow, I don't know that one. That sounds crazy.
You got to watch the shows where they build kayaks or,
yes.
or they build canoes. All right. Let me tell you about we got a video question. Let me tell you about Pluto TV first. It's a leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, completely free. Pluto TV, never ask for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is the easy, completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies, and you can do it all for free. It's not bootlegging. Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. What are you waiting for? Download Pluto TV for free, and do it on all your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, anywhere else you stream. And make sure and check out our channel, Chassy, Chassy. Lots of good content available for free because it's Pluto TV. Check out channel 501. That's Chassy over there. All right. We got a vid question for us.
Yeah, we do. Please send us your video questions. Email us, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. Go to aceontheroof.com to see the video. And this video is from Brian in West Virginia.
Man, Stromer, got a question for you. Wrapping up this door installation. Homeowner.
Mm-hmm.
Old door, out with the old, in with the new.
Sidelights. Door.
Questions regarding the brick molding. So the replacement door was slightly narrower than the original door.
Good.
On the top, I have 1 1/2 inches, and on each side, I have 2 1/2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to know what your thoughts are. Going to be making my own brick molding. Break out the table saw joiner.
Mm-hmm. Joiner.
Router table.
Router.
Got that nice brick molding profile.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a few options, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I can make the side moldings 2 1/2 inches wide.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the angle at the top would be something other than 45 degrees.
I'd have to butt it.
Other option is to put a 1-inch spacer on the left and right to take up the 1-inch. And just want to know what your thoughts were on that. Did a very good job of centering the door,
mm-hmm.
plus or minus 1/32nd.
Nice.
But just to recap here.
This guy's all business.
Top, inch and a half.
Like a surgeon.
Sides.
Yeah.
Two and a half inches.
Yeah.
So just want to know what you all think.
All right.
Get it on.
Pause
it. Thanks.
And thank you.
It's a nice job he did.
God bless him.
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously, if you got two and a half running vertically and an inch and a half on the top, you can't do a 45. But you can butt it. It's fine. I think I would run my side rails just all the way to the top and then just butt my top rail. Just do a butt.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you guys something about a butt joint or a joint in general. You got two choices. You can make it real clean and do a real good job and glue it up and probably not going to get a biscuit in it, but you probably wouldn't get a biscuit in. I mean, you could get a biscuit in one side of it, small biscuit, like a plate joiner. But either do a kick-ass job in your butt joint or take a router and like break the edge of it all the way down and then like break the edge at the top and make like a V groove or something, like make it look like, hey, I was trying.
Yeah,
like, I don't mind that. Either hide it or make it look like we can see it.
Right.
And you can do that with a chamfer bit with the router. Yeah. If you just run it all the way up and you run a chamfer at the butt end of the thing and it comes together, it'll make a V groove.
Right.
But let's try to do it where we don't see it. He's going to mill the stuff himself. So you have to think of the wood that's good for milling.
Yeah.
You know, like alder. I like alder.
Yeah.
Poplar's cheap. I like an alder.
Yeah.
And the reason I like alder.
Stains up good, doesn't it?
Well, it does. I'm assuming he's going to go paint grade.
White trim.
But yeah. I still like alder because, like, and it's not really an exterior grade, whatever, but this is up and under and whatever. Prime front, back, sides, you know, prime the shit out of everything before you put it up.
Right.
I like alder. Alder's like brown and it's like poreless and grainless and super smooth and it's just easy to work.
Right.
You ever work alder like for face frames and stuff like that? So see if you can find some alder. I would mill it to the size you want to mill it. Obviously, make sure that the reveal is good and consistent. So if the top's an inch and a half and the sides are 2.5, give yourself a nice 3/16 reveal. Pull back from the edge of the jam.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Break that edge with a router, either round over or I like a chamfer. I just like that edge.
Yeah.
You know,
the style of the house could use the chamfer, and the door could use the chamfer. That would look good, I think.
Prime the shit out of everything. Use the alder. You might have to scribe the back of it a little bit, depending on how the brick is. If it kicks in a little at one point or something, do that. You know, scribe it with a belt sander, or whatever. You know, you scribe it, run a compass, you know, down it,
right.
Clamp it up, get some 60 grit on a belt sander, and just kind of work that a little.
Yeah.
I think he knows where he's at.
He seems like he's got it, doesn't he?
Make sure you got nailing back there.
I think
there.
He was not looking for an answer. He was just showing off.
I think he was showing off.
Yeah.
You're right. Oh, do we have a picture of the I-beam that's tagged? It's not great because it comes from a... Oh, hey, Gary.
Isn't that pretty?
That's good.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to tell it's an I-beam, but those are they have I-beams stacked. They have I-beams stacked by the side of the freeway for building, and they don't
have wheel wells for tires for us to hide. But we could get those suit. What are those suits called? Where you look like you're a plant? What are they called? The military?
Oh, that I ghillie. Used when I was a what sniper. Is
a ghillie suit.
Yeah, we could get ghillie suits.
Nice
tag, huh?
Nice pull.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What'd you do? See some Wahlberg movie or something? Yeah. Had some movie illegally
Shooter,
downloaded,
right?
No, come on. Shooter. It's on TV all the time for free.
Yeah. Ghillie.
Ghillie suit.
Ghillie suits.
Yeah.
I knew it was from a movie.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Friday, November 30th, Anaheim Grove with Rob Riggle. Oh, good news. Sarah Tiana, his co-host, by the way, is and he do a podcast, Riggles Picks. So check that out. And then check him out at Podcast One. Check him out up on stage with us. Oh, you got a little more business?
Yeah, you
there?
Know about Geico. Everybody's got a to-do list, right? You drop off dry cleaning, you pick up some milk. How about ads? Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance, and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything. Just go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance, right? That's extra money in your pocket, and that's also the most rewarding to-do you can do today. Geico.com, that is the best place to go. Try it.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you,
so
sir.
Go to amcroll.com if you want to find out about live shows and appearances and all that kind of stuff. And you can visit us at aceontheroof.com.
Yeah.
Click the PayPal button.
What about that fancy cruise you're going to do next
get
year?
Stromer pool cover.
What about that cruise?
That's sailing October 4th through the 7th. Cruise to Corolla Cay. So check that out.
Yeah.
And you can reserve your spot at travelbyparker.com.
That's where you get to see Maddie in a Speedo and suspenders. Duh. Am I right?
Just like that scene in Borat.
You know it.
So, until next time, Adam Kroll for Eric Stromer saying, mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.
Stick around for the AP News.